Tom Swarbrick on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Very good evening to you. 20 past 10 is the time. Tom Swarbrick with you here tonight on LBC. We have just heard from the President of the United States, having been told all day that the White House was going to be committing to get out by that date of August the 31st, a date that Boris Johnson and others were pushing the US President to reconsider, given the facts as they are on the ground in Kabul with getting people out. As you heard there, as I think we heard there, I'll be grateful if you want to set me right on this. I know what I heard. I did not hear the United States President say, we are coming out on August the 31st. I heard him say, depending on the success of the mission, we are on a pace to come out on August the 31st, but it requires the assistance from the Taliban to give us access to the airport. And if there's a need for us to stay longer than that to get people out, well, we've got contingency plans being built to do that. Joe Biden has to satisfy a number of different audiences here, obviously. And I think in trying not to look like the president of the world's great power is being bullied by a load of people with dodgy AK-47s and some bad Humvees, he's got to try and stare down the Taliban when they threaten consequences if the US isn't out by August the 31st, particularly if they haven't got the numbers of people out that they need to. But in doing that, he throws the August the 31st deadline slightly into the bin. Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, having heard what the president has said. Delayed what the president has said. Simon, what did you make of it?
Well, I'm really not sure what to make of it, Tom. I mean, first of all, let's put to one side the frustration of reporters like me who have waited nearly 5.5 hours for that appearance at the White House. But let's consider the frustration of family members of Americans and Afghans stuck in Afghanistan who are in substantial numbers now telling reporters that they feel as though they're being stranded by the Biden administration. Imagine waiting as they have done for 5.5 hours, and then when the president finally comes out, discovering that actually he wants to talk first about a couple of beneficial for him political developments on Capitol Hill, but certainly not something that I think the vast majority of Americans will be discussing over the dinner table this evening, especially those with relatives in Afghanistan. What exactly has he announced? I mean, you talked about him not wanting to be seen to be being bullied by dodgy blokes carrying AK-47s. He also doesn't want to be seen to be being bullied by European leaders, including the Prime Minister and the French President Emmanuel Macron, by the growing number of Democrats on Capitol Hill, never mind the Republicans, who have been falling over themselves over the last several hours to say they are very concerned that this operation to make good on the President's pledge to get every American out of Afghanistan who wants to get out of Afghanistan can be accomplished by August the 31st. And yet, not only did he not pledge to extend the deadline, he basically said that he's going to be the arbiter of when the mission has been achieved, and that he's asked the State Department and the Pentagon to draw up contingency plans for a possible adjustment of the timeline. Now, you can view the adjustment of the timeline in two different ways. You can view that as the president saying, we may have to extend the mission past August the 31st, or you could view it as the president saying, as he went into detail there, the security situation on the ground is becoming increasingly volatile. The threat of a terror strike by ISIS-K on U.S. forces is growing. I might decide a bit later this week that we've completed the mission and we might get out even faster. Yeah. I don't think there's any guarantees here about what he's announced. And in a way, I suspect he's satisfied only himself. I can't imagine there's any Democrat on Capitol Hill or any European leader sitting on your side of the Atlantic tonight watching that feeling at all confident about where this is heading.
I noticed towards the end of the speech there the love bombing that went on towards allies. That the president did, thanking them very much for the work that they're doing and the cooperation that everybody is now committed to regarding humanitarian aid and getting refugees and all the rest of it. That probably was needed given the lack of communication from the White House to those said allies a week or so ago.
Yeah, and today he had nothing for them in terms of their desire for this operation to continue, with the French saying, look, they're going to have to start abandoning evacuations later this week in order to get their people out if the Americans aren't going to stay. I mean, this is a president who, with a straight face last Friday, stood in front of the cameras and said he had not seen any evidence that his credibility or America's credibility on the world stage had been in any way diminished by the events of the last 2 weeks, even after the debate in the British Parliament, which maybe he genuinely hadn't seen it. I mean, quite extraordinary to make that kind of an assertion under these circumstances. Also, you know, he's now being accused on his right by the Republicans of capitulating to the Taliban, because the Taliban, of course, today said, you've got to be gone by August the 31st, and there must be no more evacuations of Afghans from the country. They want the brain drain stopped. And there are widespread reports on social media from reporters in Afghanistan, people here in the United States talking to many of the Afghans who have assisted U.S. forces and their allies over the last 20 years, that they are now absolutely being blocked from reaching the airport by the Taliban. So what is he going to do in an environment in which, in that speech tonight and at the White House today, they absolutely did not indicate that they have any commitment to getting tens of thousands more Afghans out of the country? This they now increasingly define as an effort to get American citizens out of the country. They've only pulled 4,000 American citizens out so far, and we still don't know from them even an approximate number for how many American citizens remain, not just in Kabul, but in other parts of Afghanistan, unable to reach the airfield itself.
And he did promise President Biden that Secretary Blinken, Antony Blinken, would give an update on that tomorrow. So we wait to see if a number gets attached to it. Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.